This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Bai. It's Wonder Water. What makes Bai so great? It's simple. From raspberry lemon lime by Sydney Sweeney to Zambia Bing cherry and Palavo pineapple mango, Bai has antioxidants, electrolytes, and no artificial sweeteners. So for flavorful hydration, choose Bai. It's Wonder Water. Learn more about Bai and discover all of the exotic, bold flavors at drinkbai.com.
Welcome to the BBC Music Magazine podcast. You can subscribe to the magazine by visiting classical-music.com or to our interactive iPad edition by visiting itunes.com. BBC Music Magazine is now an official Apple Music curator, and you can listen to our exclusive playlists by visiting applemusic.com/BBCMM. I'm Oliver Condy, the editor of BBC Music Magazine, and welcome back to our Recording of the Month podcasts. With me today in the studio is Rebecca Franks, the reviews editor.
Hello.
This month it's the turn of the September issue's Recording of the Month, and it's recording by mezzo-soprano Anne Hallenberg, and it's entitled Carnevale 1729. And before we discover what it's all about, let's hear the opening track, which is Mi par sentire bella by Giacomelli.
Bella dolce mia guida e stella, dirmi tutta amorosa,
that's mezzo-soprano Anne Hallenberg with Il Pomodoro, conducted by Stefano Montanari. So, Rebecca, why is it called Carnevale 1729?
Well, this album is a bit like a sort of greatest hits of the year 1729, the greatest hits from the Venice Carnival, which was this very spectacular 2 months in the Italian city where artists and tourists would converge on the city to go to the theatre and opera. And you had these private opera houses which were all competing with each other, and so they were trying to get the starriest singers there. And this season they had the castrato Senesino and Farinelli and the mezzo Faustina Bordoni, and all these composers writing arias for them to show off their virtuosity and pull in the punters, basically.
So it's a real celebration of music, really.
Absolutely, yes.
And all these tracks on this collection, wonderful collection, were performed within eight
frantic weeks, a sort of almost like a sort of BBC Proms type sort of concentration of music.
Yeah,
there must have been
century.
So much going on. The idea that you could go to something every single day, probably all hours of the day, to hear the greatest stars. I mean, quite extraordinary.
Yes, and actually Anand Hallenberg says in an interview in the magazine that the thing that really initially sparked the idea of doing this particular, focusing on this particular year, was those sort of CDs of pop music you see in petrol stations.
Yes.
Sort of like Now 38, Now, well, 58, well, probably 90, whatever it is on Now. Greatest hits kind of collections.
Yeah.
That kind of sparked this idea of exploring what there was going on.
And extreme virtuosity as well. I mean, you mentioned sort of the idea of competition, but not just competition between the venues, but presumably competition between the singers and the composers to write music that really showed off their prowess.
Yes, and it's interesting that we have these three voices on display here, so Senesino, Faustina Bordoni and Farinelli, because other singers have done these discs before where they explore one voice, but having the three here, that's quite an interesting thing.
Mm, and she's got such a flexible voice. I mean, we heard the sort of the sultry tones actually in the first track, but this one we're going to hear now, which is by Orlandini, who I think was as pretty much as important as Vivaldi in his time. This is an aria from his opera Adelaide, and it's called Scherza in Ma la Navicella, and it really shows off that sort of explosive, sort of very virtuosic vocal technique. So that was Scherza in Ma la Navicella by Orlandini. You can hear those beautiful sort of repeated notes that the singer at the time was particularly brilliant at executing. And I think, you know, there's a real sort of sense that these pieces really are written for the singers.
And I think they could be quite demanding. They could say, I want, you know, change this if they didn't feel it showed off their voice, or, you know, so they could avoid their weaknesses and really, really, really shine.
I mean, there's also a sense that perhaps the music suffers because there's this idea of sort of injecting this sort of sense of excitement always into this music. But what really grabs me about this collection is the idea that how music is performed and how it's presented makes so much of a difference. In anybody else's hands, perhaps this music might be perhaps perceived as less than first rate. But actually, this becomes first-rate music through the electrifying performances that we hear on this.
Yeah, I completely agree. And actually, another interesting aspect is that most, or I think all but one of the arias that we have here are world premieres. Not world premieres, I mean, that were heard in 1729.
World premiere recordings.
Yeah, world premiere recordings. And in fact, Anne Hallenberg works with her husband, who is a musicologist, to work on the scores, to put them into performing editions, so that these really are, you know, being brought to life for the very, very first time and for modern ears.
And it being pentatone, the recorded quality is fantastic. Super audio CD. And also, I mean, have to mention Il Pomodoro. I mean, what an incredible group.
Yeah, so sparky. You know, there's so much life in their playing, so many interesting colours. And I think they work so well with Anne Hallenberg. It's a really fine partnership.
So let's hear another track by Leonardo Leo from his opera Cantoni in Utica, and it's called Ombra Cara. So that was a track from Leonardo Leo's opera Cantone in Utica called Ombra Cara, performed by Anne Hallenberg, and Il Pomodoro, conducted by Stefano Montanari. And this is on the September issue's recording of the month, which is called Carnevale 1729. That brings us to the end of our September issue recording of the month podcast. Join us next month for our next podcast. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this BBC Music Magazine podcast, which was produced in our Bristol studio by Jack Fletcher. For more of our podcasts, visit our website at classical-music.com or simply head to iTunes.